From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. During celebration last week, Sealaska Heritage Institute recognized longtime Juneau photographer Brian Wallace with an award. Locals likely know him and his work. He photographed the community as a staff photographer for the Juneau Empire over 3 decades. Now independent, he also shot every single celebration, a week-long cultural event that happens every 2 years in Juneau. KTOO's Jeremy Shea talked with Wallace on Friday.
Sealaska Heritage Institute gave Brian Wallace a heads up the other day to make sure he was watching the television coverage of Celebration.
I tuned in. I took a break from my housework and watched it, and it came as a total surprise.
And there was Institute President Rosita Wuerl talking to the world.
It is my pleasure to honor the Tlingit photojournalist Brian Wallace with our 2020 Person of Distinction Award.
A list of Wallace's accomplishments and contributions followed. His photos of Celebration have been featured at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. He's personally donated collections of archival photos to the Institute, as well as pieces of art by his late father, carver Amos Wallace.
Literally within minutes, I just started getting calls from people around the world. I even got a call from Hong Kong. About 50, 60 people sent me texts, and a bunch of people called, so it was a pretty good feeling.
Wallace says he got started in photography when he was in fifth grade. His older brother was a photographer for Juneau Douglas High School's student newspaper.
He was developing pictures, and it looked like magic to me, and I just wanted to be able to do what he did. He'd take a picture, put a piece of paper under an enlarger, put it in chemicals, and like magic, the images appeared. So at the time, it was like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
He says that would have been about 1971 or 1972.
I started walking around with a camera ever since. My mom and dad bought me a Kodak X15 Instamatic camera, and I've had a camera with me ever since.
Wallace says he shot his all-time favorite photo in 1994. It was the Saturday parade of Celebration through downtown Juneau. Wallace went up on Telephone Hill.
It's just a sea of faces, and I see so many different people who I know in there, and every once in a while I'll spot somebody new. You know, even after all these years, I still got a great appreciation for that photograph.
He says he was happy the Empire ran at large that day. And if you know Wallace, you know he's almost always wearing Seattle Seahawks swag. And stay with me, there's a mini story here that will connect. As a teenager, Wallace remembers getting excited about the new team. Then he saw the Seahawks logo in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer.
And I looked at it, and it looked like something that my dad might have drawn. I fell in love with the team before they even had their first player.
That's because the Seahawks logo looks distinctively formline. It was inspired by a particular mask of the Kwekwe Kewakwa, an indigenous group from Vancouver Island. Wallace's award comes with a copper shield called a tina mounted on a plaque and a blanket of knowledge, which is a literal blanket based on Chilkat weaving designs. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
A recent report from a financial research firm says the proposed Donlin gold mine in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta will never be built. The mine could be one of the biggest gold producers in the world if completed, but the research firm says it costs too much to actually build. But the firm that firm can make a lot of money from its report, and one of the mining companies strongly disagrees with said report. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger looks into whether the financial firm has a solid case.
My name's Tim Murray. I'm an analyst with J Capital Research.
Murray lives in Australia, and what he does is research companies to see if their stock is worth buying or selling. More specifically,
we focus on short research. That is, we help companies to make money from stocks going down. So we try and identify companies that are overvalued and present them to the market.
The firm acknowledges that their bias in bold letters on the report and on its website. J Capital Research and its clients stand to make a lot of money if a company's stock price declines. And after the firm released its report on one of the companies developing the mine on May 28th, that company, NovaGold, has seen its stock steadily drop. So what does the report say? It says that NovaGold is overvalued because the Donlin gold mine is actually too expensive to build. Murray claims that NovaGold executives are touting the mine to make themselves richer. It works like this. Stocks are part of the financial compensation for NovaGold executives, and then they can sell it.
Because they can make money whilst the market believes in it, while they issue themselves shares and options, and then they can sell them at inflated prices because they keep pushing the mine, they become personally wealthy.
NovaGold released its own report in response. CEO Greg Lang says the J Capital Research report is...
More than anything else, I think we've all experienced it, but it's indicative of the power of disinformation when it spreads on the internet.
His company points out inaccuracies in a line-by-line analysis. For instance, one argument in J Capital's report is that employees selling shares indicates the company is overvalued.
They made a lot of statements about employees selling shares, my ownership, and so on, were just simply erroneous. My ownership in NovaGold has steadily increased since I joined the company, and it will continue to do so.
Those stock sales J Capital is talking about, NovaGold says that can happen because there's a deadline attached to the shares that executives receive. So executives must sell those shares before that deadline or forfeit them. Murray says there's no legal limit to how much stock a company executive can own, and that selling those shares now, instead of waiting for the stock to rise even more when the mine is built, shows the executives themselves don't believe that will happen. And J Capital didn't stop at the financial inside baseball. It also focused on the massive infrastructure that Donlin Gold has to build before it can start mining. The mining operations will require a lot of energy, so Donlin Gold has proposed building a large power plant fed by natural gas that is transported through a 315-mile pipeline. That pipeline crosses mountains and will be built on permafrost. J Capital analysts argue that kind of terrain makes it unlikely that Donlin can build the pipeline. Lang says that's not true.
And we believe it, that the pipeline is completely feasible as we've presented it. You know, just because some unknown expert says it can't be done, I think I would rather put my faith with the Alaska contractors who know and understand Alaska. They've walked the pipeline. It's been well studied.
The J Capital Research Report cited growing costs in pipeline construction as one major hurdle facing Donlin's pipeline project. NovaGold and its partner, Barrick Gold, the largest gold mining company in the world, need $6.7 billion up front to build the mine.
You know, NovaGold has always been very careful with our money. We have a strong treasury. And when us and Barrick think the time is right, we will move forward to update that study.
Lang says the companies will start updating its feasibility study by the end of 2020 to see how much it will cost to build the mine. But he didn't specify what market conditions and gold prices are ideal for building the Donlin Mine project. Right now, gold prices are around $1,700 per ounce. That's considered a good price for gold. 2 years ago, KYUK asked financial firm S&P Global about the Donlin Gold Mine. Gold prices were hovering at $1,400 an ounce at the time, and the firm said then that the gold market was pretty good, but the cost to build the Donlin Gold Mine was the biggest hurdle. That's a common challenge facing Alaska infrastructure projects because most of them cannot be reached by roads. Donlin Gold wants to build the mine in a remote part of Alaska, and the only way to get there is by small plane. NovaGold floated some ideas of reducing the cost in earnings calls, but nothing has been settled on yet. But Lang says NovaGold and Barrick still plan on building the mine.
You know, Barrick and NovaGold are completely aligned on where we see this project.
KYUK reached out to Barrick Gold for comment. The company did not respond. Meanwhile, NovaGold stock fell even more the day they released the defense of the Donlin Gold Mining Project. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.
State and federal authorities are investigating the killing of a 30-year-old Kodiak man who was shot Saturday outside a military facility on Kodiak Island. Alaska State Troopers identified the deceased as Jason Vinberg. A preliminary trooper dispatch report says that a guard saw a man trespassing inside the facility around 10:30 p.m. at night. The guard reportedly told the man to leave, but Vinberg approached him with a knife. The report says the guard fired his handgun after Vinberg refused to stop walking toward him with a weapon in his hand. Troopers say responding medics declared Vinberg deceased. Little information has been released on the incident. A statement says the Alaska Bureau of Investigation and Naval Criminal Investigative Unit are working with federal prosecutors and have not released the name of the guard on duty. Authorities have not named the military facility, but the U.S. Navy trains SEAL Special Forces at its Naval Special Warfare Cold Weather Detachment Kodiak on Spruce Cape. This is KTOO News.